You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Today, I want to talk about strategies. You know, we all try to figure this out mostly on our own as far as how we tackle the problem that we're living with, especially this obesity. And, you know, a lot of folks think that since they got themselves to a certain point, that it's up to them to figure out how to get out themselves. You know, I'm Sean Mulroney.
Hey guys, it's Brandon Glore here.
And we're here with the Obesity Revolution. And Brandon, you just put me through another workout, so thank
yes.
you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
As
always. May I have another, What do we do? Explain to everybody what kind of workout. Of course, I hurt my wrist thanks to Brandon, but we won't mention any name. I did mention your name, but we did some modifications and whatnot, huh?
Yes. Well, one, Sean has some tendonitis and his wrist is flaring up. It wasn't from any particular exercise we did, you know. But we have to cater to that. And obviously, I can't have him doing a bunch of stuff with his right hand. So we figured some stuff out. We did a little more lower body than we usually do.
Yes.
Kind of worked through the pain of the knee a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we modified some stuff. We had some bands attached to his arms that he didn't have to hold on to. Certain ways he held certain things just so we could keep him moving, keep that heart rate up, and keep him burning calories. And it worked, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, he did great.
Especially without the weights, man. You said, this is going to hurt. I was like, yeah, right. I got it easy. Well, that's more pressure
yes.
on it than I thought. I mean, seriously.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much for modifying, but modifying it to the upteenth degree. So
yep.
I'm there. So, Brandon, you know, we have an incredible guest I want to get to here in a minute, though. But isn't that right that I got myself to 687 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I got here, so I thought I had to get myself out of it. And without a proper strategy or a proper attack, I was sort of floundering. You know, I was doing this for 5 years, not getting anywhere
yeah.
until, you know, I reached out to you, which I thank God for to this day. And now we've been working out right now going on 9 months. I can't
yeah.
believe it. And this
Flies.
Week, and here, I lost 8 pounds this
yes.
week. 8 pounds.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about, huh?
Yes.
Kicking,
great,
you know,
great
obesity
week.
Right in the butt, right?
Absolutely.
So am I right about that? Strategies we think that we have to get ourselves out of it. What's your thoughts on that?
It depends on the individual, as always, but you have to have a process.
Good.
And you have to have steps to that process. It's not just one big giant step, one big leap, and all of a sudden it's taken care of. We've done a lot as small tweaks lead to those big peaks.
Big
You've done small, tiny things to get you in the position that you are. It wasn't one just huge bad decision. It was multiple.
Yes.
So now we've got to back that up. We've got to correct that. We've got to start making the small right decisions that lead to that bigger picture that we're going for.
And you said something today when I got into the gym. You said, you're changing my what?
Your DNA.
What do you mean by that?
So I'm a firm believer in there's a ton of research out there that backs it, that what we eat, what we consume, creates who we are.
Mm.
So these processed foods that we're consuming and all these other junk foods and stuff
yes.
are not made for us. They're not made to consume us, heal us, make us grow. So these whole foods that you're eating, you know, plant-based foods, you know,
mixed greens, spinach,
lean proteins, you know, chicken, fish, and stuff like that, restructures our DNA. It rebuilds us.
Mm.
So I think we're finally getting to a point where these quality foods are getting your body more efficient every single day.
That's good stuff, Brandon. I mean, that's and like I said, I'm going through, you that are listening that are battling obesity, I'm going through this with you. And that's why we're doing this. This is just a platform to give you the knowledge that Brandon has and our guest that we have on here, so you can understand this is what's going on. He's changing my very DNA and trying. It's been a hard road. It's been difficult.
Yes.
You've been learning a lot of stuff on about a morbid obese
yes.
person. Huh?
Yes, tons.
And you're like researching. I have him late night open books and then early mornings. Like we're gonna figure this out.
Yeah.
We're gonna figure this out. And it's just, we have to have a strategy.
That's right.
We have to attack it.
Absolutely.
Be on the defense. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The best offense is a good defense.
Yeah.
So we're learning this because, you know, we're all experts gaining weight. At least I know I am. You know, that's the easy part. But losing that extra unhealthy weight,
mm-hmm.
you know, takes a lot more than we think we know. And there's literally a science or a strategy to it. Am I right, Brandon? Because you went to school, you
mm-hmm.
nutrition, you know nutrition, you know training.
Yeah.
You have to have a strategy.
You do. You do. You need people to help you. Obviously the habits we have got us into the situations we have. So if you want something, you need to find somebody who has what you want and try to mimic what they're doing, you know?
That's a truth bomb right there. You got to find somebody. And there is people out there like we have here, like Brandon Glure, who is my trainer extraordinaire and has helped me and helped others. That's what the Obesity Revolution is all about. We're putting the fact to the fat. And that's what we're doing. And we're showing you the strategy and how to attack the fat. And you know, funny I say that, attack the fat. We got a guest that's going to be on right now with us. His name is Zach Vogler, okay? He's also known as Zach Attacks Fat on Instagram. Has a really big following. I mean, he weighed, I don't want to steal his thunder, but he'll tell you how much he weighed and how much he's lost. And he came up with a strategy. We're going to hear from him, Brandon, and the same thing, and sort of go back and forth with you and him on how he got there. And I want to listen to people that's sort of been down that path.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And we can learn a lot. But anyways, we're going to introduce to our guest, Mr. Zach Vogler, or Zach Attacks Fat. Welcome to the Obesity Revolution, Zach. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sean. Thanks for asking. And just want to say real quick, congratulations on that 8 pounds this week. That's amazing, man.
Well, Zach, that means a lot to me coming from you, especially all the weight and the success that you've had and the strategy plan that you've come up with. And you, Zach Attacks Fat on Instagram. I appreciate that, man. That means a lot. So let's get into it. How much were you at your highest weight, Zach? Let everybody know.
Yeah, my biggest weight, I was 19 years old, and I was at 463 pounds.
463?
And then, yeah.
My.
And then now I've lost just about 236 pounds.
Wow.
I weighed in this morning at 227.
Wow.
Man, awesome, Zach.
That's amazing.
Man, you have attacked the fat. I mean, you had a strategy, and you're awesome. You're always posting. I get encouraged by your post. You inspire me, Zach. I just let you know that. And ever since I started following you, you have been an inspiration to me. That's why I wanted you to That's easy for me to say. Let's take that back. That's why I wanted to have you on the podcast. I'm learning to talk, too, and losing fat, and learning how to talk in word economy. Ask my producer, Shu, about that. But, Zach, you've lost all this weight. What has your strategy been, and tell our listeners what you did to accomplish this.
Yeah, honestly, Brandon hit the nail on the head earlier with you know, it's a bunch of little things that added up, you know, every day that made me obese, and it was a bunch of small changes that reversed it ultimately. You know, when I first started, you know, at 463 pounds, as you probably understand, Sean, there's not that much you feel like you can do, and there's really just not that much you can do as far as fitness goes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot harder. It's hard to move. It's hard to breathe. It's hard to do all that. So in the beginning, you know, I kept it real light with my workouts. You know, I would go into the gym for about 15 minutes and just sit on the stationary bike. You know, I'd push myself. I'd try to exert myself as much as I could, and then I'd just go home. And honestly, at first, it was making the diet changes that really, you know, helped kickstart my weight loss.
Brandon, what do you think
cutting
about
out,
that?
You know,
cutting out all that, the sodium, the processed foods, and all that stuff. Did you hear that,
yeah,
Brandon?
Yeah, I think
what did he say, 15 minutes in the gym like you told
me? It's one of those steps that's absolutely necessary. People think, you know, when it comes to the gym, you got to make the move to get it started.
Good.
And 10, 15 minutes is better than no activity at all. People think, well, it's not worth my time if I can't spend an hour and a half at the gym. No, it is worth your time. You know, that 10, 15 minutes, it adds up over time, and you've got to start somewhere.
So you started out 15 minutes, Zach, in the gym, and then you started cutting out. You were going into – what did you start cutting out of your diet?
I actually cut just about everything out in the beginning. I was at – when I was at my biggest, I was diagnosed with hypertension, so that kind of scared me into like, okay, you know what, enough's enough. You know, I basically told myself, you spent a whole lifetime eating all this, you know, crap food, so it's going to take a while of you eating none of that crap food to get where you want to be. So I just, you know, I went real strict. I just only ate, you know, lean meats. I would eat, make sure I had a carbohydrate with every meal, and then a lot of veggies. So, yeah, it would, a typical day I'd wake up, you know, eat egg whites with some toast. And then, you know, for lunch, have chicken breasts with brown rice and broccoli. And then, you know, I'd have snacks throughout the day, fruit, vegetables. I mainly just wanted to focus on getting away from the fast food and getting away from drinking calories. because I used to drink a lot of calories every day.
It sounds like you've made a pretty drastic change. How was it flipping that switch like that? Did you find yourself struggling to make that big of a change? Because sometimes with my clients, I have them make small changes just so they can get used to it, so they can get into a habit. I feel like sometimes when I throw a client a big curveball and completely change their diet and lifestyle, they're not going to stick with it because it's too drastic. So how did you go through that process, and how did you feel?
Yeah, I did go a little bit strict in the beginning, and it was a struggle, but at that point I had, I was so fed up with the way I was living, and it made it a bit easier. And then obviously, you know, I'm sure you see it with your clients. Once you start getting the results, then it becomes easy, because then you're hungry for the progress.
Yes, yes. And I also,
and so,
oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so, yeah, it was definitely hard, and I definitely did go through times where I would be a little bit depressed, because I would have this internal struggle of eating what I knew I should eat or eating something I wanted to eat. So one way I would feel deprived, and then the other way I would feel guilty. So it was kind of, sometimes I would struggle with a little bit of depression as far as, you know, like beating myself up over maybe slipping up feeling like I'm depriving myself, and like feeling like I'm not living the quality of life I wanted to live because I couldn't have these foods that I was basically addicted to.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a bit of a struggle at first. And with my clients, I know I always suggest that, you know, the small changes add up quickly.
Yes.
Something as easy as drinking water instead of sodas or juice or milk.
Yeah, good.
A little change like that will make a huge difference in the long run.
You found your why. You was either do or die, pretty much. You just said, this is it. You said, I'm going to knock all this stuff out. And you made a drastic change where you were ready to do this. You said, this is it. I'm tired of playing with my life.
Yeah, exactly. When I was 19, my father actually had a heart attack due to his weight. And he had 8 blockages, I believe, and had to get a quadruple bypass surgery. And so after that, I kind of was like, oh, man, you know, you might be getting health problems. So I decided that I was going to go to the doctor and just kind of get a checkup, you know, have him run my labs and everything. And then when I went to the doctor, I found out that I was hypertensive. They put me on hypertension medication. And that's when it kind of had the, that light bulb moment where it was, I had just seen a month prior what my life was going to be. You know, I saw my dad having a heart attack. I saw him in the hospital, and that's when I decided. I'm like, look, I'm 19 years old. I don't want that for my life. I want to live a long life. I want to live a healthy life, and the way I'm living right now is not going to get me that.
Man, Zach, you're my hero, man. I mean, I look up to you. You inspire me. It's amazing what you've been through. And, you know, you to lose this weight, I mean, I'm behind you. I mean, it's, you know, I'm down over 100 pounds now, and I can't wait to get there. Well, it's impressive. And since I've been on my weight loss journey, I've been following you. So my thing is summing this strategy up. I want to sum this up and sort of go over something one last thing before we let you go. But sum up this strategy, how you, Zach attacks fat. Sum this up for everybody just so people can take something away, that how you got started and the little things that you talked about. Sum everything up in maybe a couple statements if you could.
The main thing and the biggest thing that I will always advocate for people trying to lose weight that are in a position to where they're morbidly obese or obese, you know, when you're trying to lose 5-10 pounds, it's a little bit different than when you're trying to lose hundreds.
Yes, sir.
When you're trying to lose hundreds of pounds, the fitness aspect is great for your health and your heart, but the most important end-all be-all is your diet. Our diets is what got us to be obese. It's less about our inactivity and more about our diets. Because if our diets weren't checked, even if we're not active, we would still be a normal weight. It's our problems with food. It's our relationships with foods. It's not knowing about, you know, which foods you probably should eat over the foods you probably shouldn't eat. And that, to me, is the biggest thing, is people will always, you know, ask me what exercises are best for weight loss, or ask me, you know, what exercises they should be doing. And I always say, do the exercise you like doing and make sure you're putting in the work in the kitchen.
That's, folks, that's some serious truth, Brandon.
Yes, and I want to reflect on that a little bit, too, going back to how it's not a one-way street either. So how Zach was sitting here saying in the beginning that he makes sure he pairs a quality carbohydrate with a protein every single meal. I don't have Sean do that. Why? Because of the way his lymphedema, cellulitis is working with him a little bit. I don't want him retaining extra water. But that just goes to show you, technically, you guys have two completely different diets when it comes to carbohydrates and the timing of them and such like that. But you're both losing weight. Zach's obviously had success with this. Sean's obviously having success with his way. That shows you that one-way street is not the way to go. It's not plain and simple. You got to find what works for you, just like your workout.
You have to have a strategy, is what you're saying. Yes. Individual strategy.
And sometimes this strategy is trial and error. Sometimes we have to try something and figure out that it does not work.
That's my middle name, or my first, and trial and error Mulroney. I mean, that's what I feel like. I mean, you go, and Zach, before we let you go, you did an awesome post on Instagram. You said, exercise for health, not for weight loss. What do you mean about that? And before we sum and get everything to an end, tell us about that.
Well, basically for weight loss, for fat loss, you know, because weight loss and fat loss, I like to separate the two. For fat loss, the end-all be-all is going to be the amount of calories you're burning versus the amount of calories you are consuming. So what I mean by go to the gym for your health is that obviously going to the gym will increase the amount of calories you burn throughout your day, which will then increase the amount of, you know, caloric deficit you have. But if you're eating too much still, it doesn't matter how much you're working out.
That's right.
It never will for weight loss. If you eat too much, you can't outrun a bad diet.
That's right.
So if that's exactly what I mean. But on the other hand, there is so many health benefits to working out that everybody should be doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard a great quote one day, and my doctor said, if exercise could be a pill, everybody would be prescribed it. And that really stuck with me.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, yeah, that there's so many health problems that we can avoid just by exercising, but losing weight is something that we have to do in the kitchen for the most part.
Good.
Yes.
Zach Attacks Fat. How can everybody get a hold of you, Zach, and follow you?
It's on Instagram. I'm Zach Attacks Fat with underscores for spaces. And on Facebook, if you just search Zach Attacks Fat, I also have a page on there.
Zach Attacks Fat. Zach Vogler, you are the man and the myth and the legend. And thank you for being on with us. And you have a great strategy. And thank you for being down to that. And Brandon, I mean, he's powerful, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Zach, it was a pleasure hearing from you. Your story is inspiring. Keep inspiring others. And just keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure to be on here.
And I appreciate you being on. You know what? We're going to get back with you in a few months to have a little bit of a follow-up. How about that, Zach? So we can have you on again.
Sounds wonderful.
Well, Zach Attacks Fat.
I'm an open book. I'm always willing.
That's what I love about you, man. You are. Go to his Instagram, Zach _ with Zach Attacks Fat. We love you, Zach, and have a great day. Thanks for being on the Obesity Revolution.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Brandon. Have a good one.
You too. Brandon, amazing.
Yes.
I mean, there's literally a science and a strategy to it. You know, how different foods are processed through the body, right? I mean, what we're finding out, these takeaways. When is the best time to eat certain type of protein for effective results? And you hit on that. Go a little bit more into that real quick in these last few minutes that we have. You said that you didn't have me do what Zach did.
Right.
You know, everybody's looking for that one, you know, we talked about it before in an episode, that one size fits all, or everything in a bottle, or everything in a box, and weight loss doesn't come in a box.
No, it doesn't. It comes with hard work and patience.
And what is that? I don't know what them words are. I mean,
not a pill.
It's not a pill. It's patience. Yeah. It's a bottle of patience. And, you know, weight training versus cardio, how often should we work out per week? What about that?
Again, it's tailored to the individual. Looking at me, and I love what Zach said. He said exercise for health, not fat loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get real big into that, because if you're doing this for your health, weight loss is going to be the byproduct of it. Once you start taking the right steps and are making the right choices, all of a sudden everything else starts to come into line. So I loved what Zach had to say about that. But again, that it has to be tailored for you. My workout is completely different than your workout, Sean. And how I work out in the times and how many times I do it throughout the week is different than you do. So you have to find what the individual needs and what those goals are. And that's when it comes down to the strategy. What do you want? What do you need? And once we figure out what that is and what your why is,
yep,
that's how we attack the process and we start coming up with a plan from there.
And attack the fat.
Attack the fat.
We put the fat to the fat. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
And, you know, here's the question. I have a strategy now, correct?
Yes.
You would agree that. I'm accountable to you. And my first thing to everybody else, I'm going through this with you. You got to get accountable. It's about you. You got to make sure that you're accountable to somebody because you'll fall off. Brandon doesn't, you know, hoard over me because that's the true process of it. But is my question to everybody out there, I have a plan, right, Brandon?
Yes.
Shouldn't everybody else have a plan?
Yes. If you, what's that saying? If you don't,
it's in there. Just like
if you don't plan, you plan to fail.
That's right. Nah. That's right. And you know what? Work your plan your work, work your plan, and don't get sidetracked. So you got to have a plan. You got to have a strategy. And it comes down to this. The question to everybody out there is, do you have a plan and do you have a strategy? If you don't, you know how to get a hold of us. We want to help you. Brandon wants to help you.
Yes.
We are putting a program together that's systematic to help people, and it's not it's customized to you. Mm-hmm. It's not in a box. It's somebody that you are an individual, and that DNA, like Brandon said earlier, he's changing and helped me change my DNA, and I'm feeling it. I feel this, and the pain, I get discouraged, I want to throw the towel in, and I just don't want to, but I got to stay the course.
Yes.
I got to make sure that I have this strategy and stay to it, Brandon, and I've been doing pretty well.
Been doing great.
And I appreciate that. And, you know, Brandon, upcoming episodes, I want to talk about lymphedema. I mean, you all got to listen because we got to have a whole series on this because it's a different individual thing in my process. And you don't want to miss that because we got some pretty good things lined up for
lymphedema. I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to learn a lot. I mean, just in the pages of notes that, you know, Carrie, who is our operations, and she does everything. We spit her, you know, things out to her. She has 6 pages of notes on it from our that we could have about 6 or 7 shows. I mean, right there, plus the guests that we're getting high. But you got to listen to some of these things. And these are my battles that I'm doing. I'm just the platform. You're the expert. I'm just the one that's going through this and being the guinea pig, if you will. And I'm proud to be the guinea pig.
Absolutely.
Because got a message today from a counselor in a high school local here in St. Louis, and she reached out to me. There's a 9th grade young man that's 15 years old, 5 foot in a 5X shirt, extremely morbidly obese. And because of what we've been doing, Brandon, she reached out to us right here in our backyard and asked if I would talk to him, that he would listen to me because I'm going through this process. And maybe I can talk to my younger me. What would I say to me? Because it all started back there whenever I was 6, 7, 10, 9th grade. My choices, not my consequences.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought in 9th grade I'd be 687 pounds. So hopefully he will listen to me and get himself a strategy that we can put together. Because that's what the obesity revolution's all
it
about,
is.
Brandon.
It is.
And you know what? On behalf of me, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
And I'm Brandon Gore. Stay healthy.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at #TeamSean, #TheObesityRevolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.